I stood before two great pillars. An enormous presidential figure stood between them, hands braced against both pillars. At first, I thought it was George Bush, but the light coming from behind him was nearly blinding. He was George Bush, then JFK, then LBJ, then Clinton, then Reagan, and then George Bush again, but somehow younger. The president trembled, or was it flickered, between the two pillars, but I could see that he wasn't holding them up, but that the two pillars supported him. And then a great voice asked, "Why has the World Trade Center in New York got two towers?" I couldn't answer it. I was too busy watching the president flicker. He almost seemed to shimmer. The voice sounded again. "The fact that there are two identical towers signifies the end of all competition, the end of every original reference." Then I saw that underneath the executive and his pillars, a great wheel turned. It shot fire up through the left-hand pillar, through the executive body, arcing back down through the right-hand pillar, and finally rejoined the wheel. One mighty circuit. "We have seen that it becomes stable in dual form," the voice purred. "The two superpowers are necessary in order to keep the universe in control." I trembled with shock and awe. I ran toward the great executive, wanting to throw myself against him. I clutched at his pant leg. Every hair on my body stood on end. "Happy birthday, Mr. President!" I shouted over the buzzing in my head as the great circuit coursed through us.